The health care proposals put forward by President Bush and Democratic candidate John Kerry consist mostly of proposals recycled from previous campaigns. But there is one new element. John Kerry says he would lower health spending by having the federal government pay for the most expensive patients. NPR's Julie Rovner has this report.
Kerry told an audience in Wisconsin this week that his proposal to have the federal government pay for catastrophic health costs is already winning converts.
We're offering America a way to reduce costs. And every business person I've talked to in America who's heard this plan says, can you start that tomorrow?
Kerry policy advisor Sarah Bianchi says the proposal is based on a fundamental tenet of healthcare economics, that most healthcare costs come from a very few, very sick people.
If we can help employers and employees pay for those cases, then they can reduce their premiums overall. So the federal government would help out with the highest cost cases, and in turn, employers and employees would be able to reduce their premiums by up to 10%, which for a family policy is nearly $1,000.
There are a few strings attached. First, says Bianchi, employers would have to agree to offer health insurance to all their workers, including part-timers.
Second, they would have to do some type of management for these chronic care patients. There's lots of things out there that we know will work, both in terms of improving health and reducing costs, whether it's a certain type of care for diabetes or heart disease. These are the kinds of things we should be doing throughout the healthcare system, and this plan gives an incentive for employers to implement that more widely.
Finally, employers would have to agree to pass the savings back to workers. Joe Antos of the American Enterprise Institute, a neoconservative think tank, led a study analyzing the Kerry health plan. He says he believes that part of the plan would work.
The premium rebate subsidy would absolutely lower health insurance premiums for affected people.
But Antos says that's the wrong question.
What does it do to health care costs is another matter. It doesn't do anything to health care costs. All we're doing is we're substituting tax dollars for employer and employee health insurance dollars. So we're just changing the label on the costs. It doesn't make the cost of health care go down, and that's what we should all be working on.
Antos says the plan would also get the federal government more intimately involved in the delivery of private health care services.
And it will require, in the end, the government to make sure that they're paying plans appropriately. And that requires auditing the books. And it requires looking to see not just how was the money spent once this person was very sick and had spent above the catastrophic threshold, but they'll also want to know how did we get to the catastrophic threshold.
Jeff Lemieux of the think tank Centrist.org agrees with Antos that the plan might result in more government oversight. But Lemieux says he's not concerned that the plan might not save much money. What it would do, he says, is shore up the existing employer-based system of health insurance, particularly for small businesses.
Generally, firms with at least 50 employees have an okay chance of getting health coverage, but when you get less down into 10, 8, 3, 2, it's very difficult to get health coverage if someone has a pre-existing condition or if someone gets sick. Your premiums can go up rapidly over the next several years, and that's what this would help stabilize.
Lemieux also says that Republican charges that the plan amounts to government-run health care are bogus.
I mean, we subsidize lots of things that we think are important, whether it's health insurance or home ownership, and adding a little more subsidy to health insurance for small business and individuals isn't going to lead to government-run health care. It's just hopefully going to make the market system work even better, so that we have less pressure eventually down the line to move to national health insurance, and that's why conservatives should really consider this idea.
In fact, says Kerry health aide Bianchi, conservatives have already backed similar subsidies just last year.
Our plan to provide relief to employers who are providing health insurance is somewhat similar to what the president himself advocated in the Medicare bill, which was to give resources to employers who were providing prescription drug coverage.
$71 billion to those employers over the next 10 years, according to the Congressional Budget Office. Kerry says if he's elected, a health care bill will be his top priority. But some analysts doubt if Kerry's plan to repeal tax cuts for the wealthy will produce enough money to pay for his sweeping health care plan. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
NPR will look at other aspects of the presidential candidate's health care plans between now and the election.